You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner gives us a historic profile of the Marquis de Lafayette, whose name is embossed on the history of this nation, and explains why his history matters.
Of all the memorable figures in the American Revolution, perhaps the most famous, second only to George Washington, is Marie, Joseph, Paul, Yves, Roche, Gilbert du Motier, Marquis de Lafayette. Lafayette was born in 1757. His father died before he was two, and his mother, grandmother, and grandfather died when he was 12. He inherited a vast fortune and became one of the wealthiest people in France. He entered the army at age 14, and just 2 years later, he married a very wealthy relative of the king. The young Marquis came to America in 1777 with his friend, Baron Johann de Kalb. Both men were commissioned major generals. Lafayette met George Washington late that summer, and the two men became close friends. He was just 19 years old. Lafayette joined Washington and his army at Valley Forge in its bitter winter quarters. Through the next spring, he defended Washington from plots and schemes from inside the officer corps and from members of Congress. In late 1778, he returned to France to secure additional aid for the Americans. He had not received official permission to go to America the first time and was briefly exiled, but it was only perfunctory. He quickly returned to America. Due to his success in gaining the much-needed financial and military assistance, French troops were sent to assist Washington in 1780. The French aid consisted of a corps led by Lieutenant General Rochambeau, with 12 battalions led by four major generals. It was supported by adequate artillery for the number of troops. These men tipped the balance on the battlefield during the Revolution. In 1781, the British, under Lord Cornwallis, had fought a harrowing campaign in the Deep South and returned to Virginia to meet this new threat. They found themselves trapped on the Yorktown Peninsula, hemmed in by the combined American and French forces. Cornwallis was forced to surrender his army to the Allied forces after a siege, ending the primary British threat in North America against the Americans. Upon returning to France, the young Marquis was honored for his service in America, but his service did not end with the Revolution. He returned to America in 1784 and visited Washington. During the following years, he assisted Thomas Jefferson when the Virginian was minister to France. He was a hero not only in America, but in his native land. He became the commander of the French National Guard and saved the king and his family from the riots in 1789. The next year he was made a lieutenant general, but he resigned in 1791 when France declared war on Austria. He continued to distinguish himself in France through several regimes. Lafayette returned to America in 1824 to tour the country at the request of Congress. At Princeton College, he accepted an honorary doctorate of laws, which had been conferred on him in absentia in 1790. He received a tumultuous welcome wherever he went. For his contributions during the war, he was repaid $200,000, and he was given lands in Louisiana, which had been deeded to him in 1803 as part of the purchase. The great man died 10 years later in 1834. The Marquis de Lafayette held his democratic principles high throughout his life, even when it cost him dearly. He was the truest friend our young country had during its birth, a time when it most needed a well-connected ally. The name Lafayette is an honored one in our nation. Whether it is pronounced Lafayette, as it is in Louisiana, or Lafayette, as it is in Arkansas, the honor remains. He is, perhaps, the most enduring example of the close ties between the United States and France, an alliance that proves that history matters.
Dr. Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport and is featured each Tuesday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.